could you give us a status update on Western New York's conditions and how that compares downstate, please?
Absolutely. As you know, Governor Cuomo took a rare step last night in declaring all 62 counties in a state of emergency, which allowed us to deploy state resources to be on hand to help the localities if necessary. Thank goodness we've been prepared, but not necessarily because we had to. What happened now is that the weather has not developed as could have occurred. We've had only a half an inch an hour of snow, so we're not getting the accumulation, which really could have been much more serious for us. Our commute is going very well, partially because a lot of people are staying home, fewer school buses on the roads, and a lot of commuters deciding to stay home and stay warm. And as a result, we just received a phone call, a statewide phone call, received an update from the thruway. The entire New York State thruway is open at this time. That is good news for people looking to travel outside our area. But people still need to take precautions, make sure you have extra supplies and heating devices in their cars, you know, if they can keep themselves warm, make sure they have blankets, make sure they have water. You know, still be prepared if you're going out in the roads. But the good news is that we have plenty of resources here on the ground in Western New York between the DOT, the Thruway Authority personnel, and this is what we're ready for.
I have to say that I'm used to the roads being a little better plowed by the time I come in, and we've already had a number of spin-out accidents on major roadways. Major roadways are very slick, so the side streets are even worse. I hope that we haven't deployed too many resources downstate.
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, we have over 380 people deployed right here just from the DOT, and we have 57 trucks on the ground from the Thruway Authority. So we've only deployed a few individuals, but we've left the equipment here, and what we've done is allocated overtime hours so we can have the resources to man the vehicles. So we're in good shape here, constantly being monitored. I'm in the command center in Cheektowaga as we speak. We've been here since the early hours of the morning, making sure that if necessary, we can deploy people where incidences occur. But basically, it's given the predictions and how bad it could have been, I believe that because of the preparations and Mother Nature cooperating more, we're in much better shape. So for Western New Yorkers, this is not out of the ordinary whatsoever.
My understanding from the National Weather Service is that the problem here in Western New York is going to be the continuous snow that's going to be falling.
Well, it's also the volume. It could be continuous, but if it's only half an inch an hour versus 3 to 4 inches an hour as it's happening in other parts of the state, it's something that we can manage. Again, the roads are looking better than expected, given the predictions, and this will all be over within the next 48 hours for sure.
That would be very good news. We'd like to get back to spring.
Yes, indeed.
What haven't we talked about that you think is important to mention for folks this morning?
Well, again, if you don't have to travel, it's better to stay home. And certainly it's important to make sure you have all the necessary precautions in your home in the event of power outages. But, again, thank God the winds have not been a factor and the trees are staying up and the power lines are staying up. But, people can stay put where they are, but they do have to travel. Make sure your vehicle has anything you need in case you do get stranded. Make sure your cell phones are charged. You have flashlights, batteries, water, all the things that you should have on your hand in a car in Buffalo in the wintertime anyhow.
And you did mention those high winds. There's been calls from a number of officials to look into the response rate from the utility companies from this past week's high winds. Where does that stand?
That's something we're very much looking into. And the same situation occurred over in Rochester where the governor had called for investigation because we want to make sure that the response times are correct, that the amount of resources necessary were deployed by the utility companies, and it's something we want to make sure that people are not left without power, without heat in these cold weather circumstances.